Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
I bought some Cocoa Puffs at the store yesterday.
Oh, you did?
Why?
I did, because I love them.
Wait, you bought them at... It sounded like you said you brought some Cocoa Puffs to the store.
No, I bought them at the store yesterday.
Oh.
Yeah.
Cocoa Puffs.
John gave me a list and sent me to the store, and I was like, well, they're not on the list, but...
But I'll grab some Cocoa Puffs.
I'm really looking forward to them.
So you're going
to
mow a big salad bowl... sized bowl.
I go for the small bowl, but then I'll pour myself another bowl because I don't want them to get soggy.
Ah.
You know.
Crunchy Cocoa Puffs.
Gotta have them crunchy. The milk after. Mm.
You drink the milk?
Yeah, because it's all chocolatey.
Yeah, it's chocolate milk.
And that's your after a radio show snack before you go out and garden?
That's basically my lunch.
That's your lunch?
Yeah.
Two bowls of Cocoa Puffs.
Couple bowls of Cocoa Puffs.
And then you hit the garden.
Then I sit down and I watch all last night's talk shows. I just get that. And I got to do some laundry today, too. I get that off my...
Today's the day.
It's
drop
not.
It
usually
somewhere.
It's tomorrow. I don't want to drop it off because I don't want to take it in my car, lug it. I just want to do it in my washing machine that I have in my house.
Drop it off.
And they fold
what do you
for
pay?
You too, right?
Yeah, yeah. They do the whole thing for them.
A pound or something.
So how many pounds? Like, what does it cost you a week to get all your laundry done?
$20.
$20. That's a lot. 20 cents
not
a pound?
Bad, actually.
Thank you, Bren. I don't know why Sarah has to exaggerate everything.
100 pounds of laundry every week?
You said how much a week?
Yeah.
I don't know.
And you said it's 20 cents a pound.
Yeah, she did math, but I think that's confusing us.
Well, you're assuming I go every week.
Oh. You're right, I am.
Oh.
That's bad math.
Sorry.
It's a bad assuming.
Listen, I have bad math skills anyway. I'm just saying that just seems like a lot of money, you know, to spend on laundry.
Well, I think
that's
your time is more valuable.
Well, he's not concerned about that. We already established that.
Right. The money doesn't matter.
The number one thing he should have, the average person would have mentioned about his place is how cheap the rent is. Mm-hmm. He's got the steal of a lifetime. People are texting in, I pay $2,700 down the street from him with no parking.
Ooh, that's rough. Not having parking is the worst. Because it's a constant tension in your life. When you don't have a parking space... And you don't even know. And sometimes something's going on in your neighborhood, and you can't find. And then you're like, "I got to walk a mile to my house. Like, why do I bother with a car?
I want to go home.
I want to go home, and I can't find a spot."
Sarah's my hero.
Why?
Says
415. Congratulations on being so awesome.
Yay.
What did I do?
You're just awesome.
It's a good question. Mm-hmm. What did you do?
Another
woman. God, I went shopping yesterday. Haven't I done enough?
Another 415 says, Vinny, I would have been in love with you when I was 15.
Aww.
I think that's because I saved the keg.
Right. That could be.
I'm a keg saver. I know
you
what
got
to
your
do.
Priorities straight.
When dad shows up at a party, I know what to do.
Yeah. You don't even have to think about it. You
spot a
bush and drag the keg over there. And
help
then you crouch
me drag
behind
this
it.
Thing up this hill.
The cops are looking at it like, wow, that's weird. It's like they sled here. It's like a track going up the
Sarah,
side of the hill.
Come on. It's dark. They're just trying to get everybody out of the house. Mm. We were fine. We weren't worried about that. Morning, guys. I just want to say thank you for always putting a smile on my face. I just dropped my daughter off. And on the way home, I realized I was driving around smiling, thinking, these guys make me happy.
Aww.
So thanks, guys.
That's the nicest text ever.
Thank you.
Happy Tuesday.
Yeah, thank you for listening. Thanks for every minute you give us.
Mm-hmm. We do appreciate it. Unless you hike down into the Grand Canyon, you can be done with it in about 20 minutes. It is beautiful, but, and that's exactly my opinion. We were standing at the lip, and I was like, okay, I've had at least 3 spankings to get here. I'm sure I'm due 3 more on the way home.
Let's get to it.
And this hole is a giant hole.
Mm. It is true, unless you have a plan for when you get there. When we drove way out of our way to get to the Grand Canyon when John and I went cross country. And we stood at the edge of it, and it's breathtaking. And then you look at it for a while, and you're like, I guess I shouldn't feel bored standing here at the mouth of this beautiful opening in the earth, but I feel like I gotta go.
Let's walk over to the edge over there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow. But also, I get that pee-pee feeling over here, too. Wow, that's crazy. Don't get too close. All right. Well, so how long do you want to stay here? We got to look. Neither one of us wanted to admit that we were like, let's go.
Right. That's what I'm trying to tell you. I just wanted to go surfing with my friends. I was a kid.
Yeah.
I didn't want to get piled in the car with my brother, who was
but once you're piled
constantly
in...
reaching past the halfway point. Dude, stay on your side of the seat.
Yeah. He was bored, too.
So. Right.
Yeah.
Well, that's how you get spankings in my family.
My brother used to have to sit between my sister and me.
Oh, God.
And we would torture him. We'd, like, make him make noise, make him cry, you know, and then he'd get whacked, and me and my sister would sit there smugly and then look over at him like, her two little angels and her rotten kid in the middle.
We never did any of that. We sat there.
I'm sure.
Well, your dad was pretty strict. Like, there was no messing around with Tony.
Well, there's no messing around with Vince, but I couldn't.
You
help
found
it.
A way.
Yeah.
Hooman talking about his life sounds so sad. You have a maid and no bills, but without anyone to share it with, what is it all worth?
Well, he's got me, you know, for now.
I hope he figures out what's important in life. Yeah. He has. You know what? He chases the bouquets at weddings.
The garters.
He wants to, whatever it is. He wants to be next. He does. He's a romantic.
He is.
He's
I agree with you.
He's the most romantic guy on the show by miles.
Miles.
The whole miles, game over miles. Thing is the biggest act of all time.
It's a coping mechanism.
Of all time.
If the right girl came all along, time.
He'd
you'd
be
fall.
Like, I'm texting her. I love her right now with heart emojis.
Heart.
Eight he would be. Yeah.
Don't send that
peach.
Don't send peaches.
Man, Holman is in a mood today.
Jeez, Holman, is everything okay?
Yeah, it's great. What are you talking about?
What happened to the Hooman soundtrack? I miss it already. Too much work, Brian?
There's a lot going on, you know, between all the sound bites and plotting it up for Hooman's theme song. It's tough.
You know what? Put it over here and I'll do it.
Can yeah, I know, get a thing? All I have is this!
Oh, you can handle, man. I don't know how we'd get you the
You've
sound.
Already broken that.
Can you imagine if Vinny had one of these instant replays?
Oh, or God,
it
no.
would just this, it would sound like this all day.
Oh, we'd be smoking. We'd be on fire.
Cut out. Cut out.
Oh, God.
That's what it would sound like all
yeah.
morning.
Yeah.
He wouldn't be able to. He'd just be slamming his hand down on it.
4-5. Dale Jr. never won a championship. His teammate Jimmy Johnson has really been the dominant driver.
That is true. Mm. What, 7-8 times, whatever it's been?
Jr. won a Busch champion season, but never made it to a NASCAR champion.
Oh.
Ooh.
4-5 points out, but you won't make $105,000 in St. Louis, Sarah.
That's true. That's right. Why I'm saying, you know, it's amazing to hear that that's low income in San Francisco. When you'd be the richest person in town, practically. Oh.
Right.
There was this other DJ in the building. There were a couple,
when you were in St.
When
Louis,
I, when I worked in St. Louis.
Right, okay.
I worked there like 93 to 95, and I worked at The Point, 105.7 The Point. St. Louis, and there was this station called The River.
The River.
Yes. And
classic rock?
Like album rock.
Okay.
Like toward classic, but not quite there. A little bit like easy listening, but sort of deep cuts and stuff.
All right.
And they had this guy, J.C. Corcoran.
J.C. Corcoran.
He was like the big wig in town, you know? Like
J period, C period? Or
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, J.C. Corcoran.
J.C. Corcoran. And, like, everyone used to speculate, like, you know, he lived in, like, the rich town. And, like, you know, all of us working, you know, minimum wage DJs, driving our crappy DJ mobiles. And here's this guy pulling up in his Jag. And
J.C. had a Jag.
He had some real nice car.
Whoa.
And, yeah, he was always, like, nicely dressed.
Where's J.C. today?
No idea.
Retired
looks like
probably,
he's still
huh?
on.
Oh, is
Whoa.
He?
KBDZ.
In St. Louis?
Classic rock in St. Louis.
Good
oh,
for
wow.
J.C.
Good for him, for sure. And so,
Nothing. He was just making all the money. We were like, oh, someday we'll be like JC.
JC in the mornings.
Good for him. Yeah. Jobs are getting tight in radio.
They are. That's for sure. But that dude, what I'm saying is that guy is, you know, rich in St. Louis. I don't know what he makes, but he'd be low income out here, probably.
707 says, I live one block from Hooman and pay $2,695 a month with no parking.
Oh, Hooman, you're so lucky.
Snap. I just want to say thank you, God. It's a gift from above.
Nobody can say no.
I think your landlord is screaming at the radio right now. No, thank me. I'm the one who gives you the deal on the place, not God.
Well, and probably if you moved out, they would be charging $2,700 a month.
Oh, they would.
Don't say that.
Why not?
Give
the landlord some ideas here.
Well, what's she going to do? You can't throw them out, you know. Oh, it's rent control? Lucky you. Hi, Gretchen.
Good morning.
How's your day so far?
Pretty good.
Vinny got an extra point this morning.
He did? For what?
For some game we played.
Are you going to try to ask her? To see if she'll get a point?
Yeah, let me hear.
It was that quote.
Why don't you just, we've told you 1,000 times, just come in and say you did anything. Anything.
I did great things today.
What?
That's not good enough.
Like you saved a kitty or something.
I did. I saved a
She told you that story!
A whole Come line on. Of ducklings. I stopped my car. I made sure that they got safely to the other side of the road.
It is that time of year. Did that really happen?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Sure it did. Of course it did, Sarah. Gosh.
Well, no.
It actually happened the other day.
Yeah.
You're not selling it. It wouldn't be that hard. You'd have points all over the place.
You
points.
Would. I would totally give you points because I give him points.
Why didn't you just find that one quote in there?
Right. Yeah, what's
it's
the
probably
quote?
At the bottom
on,
of the
it's
pile.
At the beginning.
What do I have to guess? The person who said it? Or?
It's a,
She'll give you options.
Oh, okay. Multiple choices.
It's going to take me a year to find this thing.
Oh, boy.
It and was like it's at the 6 o'clock hour.
Yep. And you got it right?
I did.
Okay.
You did get it right.
All right.
So if you can get it right, you can get it right, Gretch?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cancel out that point of yours.
Here it is.
Okay.
Time to play a game.
Where's our game music?
It's time to play a game. Gretchen, you can score a point in our daily epic battle royale if you could tell me who said this quote. I'm going to keep working until they shoot me and take me off and bury me. Was it Burt Reynolds, Al Pacino, Meryl Streep, or Keith Richards?
Keith Richards.
I'm sorry, it was Burt Reynolds.
All right.
You did not get the point.
Well, she tried.
There you go.
Good try.
Don't try.
Well, you had your chance.
Yeah,
you
know. I did. I had my chance.
Don't face her.
Hey, at least I had a chance at it now.
Yeah.
This way.
Did he face her?
Cheater.
Did he face her?
He did.
Yes, he did.
You're so mean.
I missed it.
Hooman, he wants to see you do it.
Morning radio. Oh.
He wants to get the joy.
Morning, radio family. Any chance you get to, you could say happy birthday to my wife, Glenda.
Glenda? Oh,
happy
Glenda.
Birthday, Glenda.
Are you a good witch or a bad witch?
Oh, I'm no witch at all.
Is that a pistachio?
Yeah, is that you?
Who else is it going to be?
I don't know. It's eating a munchkin, I guess.
I said my line and I ate a pistachio.
510 says, you were on his couch. That's why the dog is nipping at you.
Oh, Scott.
Yeah.
Right. Scott was on a couch tour. And
he couldn't sleep because the dog kept trying to eat him.
Well, that happens.
Try to be smaller, Scott.
Get off his couch.
You know what I mean? Take less space.
Take less space on the couch.
Right.
Or try to get along with your husband. I mean, there's that too. You could live at your own house.
Yeah. That thing is always...
It's looking bleak.
Troubled.
I know. It's a bummer.
Sharing your life with someone really works out.
I just took a sip of my coffee that went right up the back of my sinuses. Oh my God, that was so
good.
New theme song for me.
Let's hear it.
Say something again.
How was the coffee going up your nose?
It's the little things, guys.
408, I'm 57 and I remember my second grade kisser. His name was John Hooman.
Aww. Hooman, how come you can't remember the first person that you kissed? Yeah.
I think it was Tammy. Did I say Tammy earlier? I was still in the sentence. I don't chew in the middle of a sentence.
Sometimes you do.
It's my music underneath anyway.
I'm a teacher with a husband in law enforcement. We both feel the pain for the expensive cost of living. We both grew up in the South Bay and would like to stay.
Yes.
Yeah, it's a bummer.
Yeah, your whole family's around here. And you're just like, I'm sorry, but we're sick of being the poor ones in the family. We're going to move somewhere where the dollar goes a little further.
Can you guys say happy birthday to Esteban? Oh. He turns 9 today.
Esteban. Happy birthday, Esteban. Mm.
Teachers make good money here in the Bay Area. Go in any parking lot and just look at the cars. I'm a teacher. I know this.
Goodness.
Well, that's good. I'm happy to hear that.
Yeah. I hope they make more than $105,000.
Because that's the poor. That's right, poor.
That's poor.
You're poor.
Poor.
Oh, one more birthday. It's my fiance Charlene's 40th birthday.
Happy birthday, Charlene.
408 says, here's some bright news. Side to the story. Okay. I was born and raised in San Jose and moved to Roseville last year and bought a 2-bedroom, 1-bath condo, and my mortgage is only $600 a month. Mm-hmm. I'm in a nice area with a mall and a ton of shops and restaurants near me, some within walking distance.
Yeah, and you're 2 hours from here. I mean, Roseville's out past Sacramento.
Yep.
You know,
yeah.
It'd be great if you could live in your hometown.
Right.
Know.
Well, that's, you know.
You're not a slave to the mortgage.
At least this person accepts and is trying to do what they can
right.
and look on the bright side and make the best of it.
Right. That's right, Benny. That is the funniest thing ever.
I do miss you guys, so I listen every day on the app. Sorry you're not getting any syndication money.
Yeah.
So are we.
We're sorry, too. Yeah. That went away as soon as the internet took over.
Yeah.
I bet you J.C. Corcoran got internet money. I mean syndication money.
You think so?
Probably. Oh, is he syndicated? Is he on more than one thing?
Nah, I don't know.
Oh.
415 says, Vinny, why do you never report on the Giants? We're like 12 games into the season. Yeah. It's a long season.
And there's teams in playoffs right now.
Yeah, we're not going to do every game. Yeah. That's not happening.
We don't do a huge
sports. I love the Giants, but that's not happening.
Right. Who's singing out there?
I have a friend that was flipping homes, and the bank actually denied their loan because they were flipping it. They no longer do that.
Oh, really?
I wish banks and someone would step in on that business of flipping. It seems wrong to me. I mean, I guess it's the same to me as the landlords jacking rents. It's like, dude, you're not doing good things for the market. You're just, that's like a rape and pillage mentality. Mm-hmm. You're a pirate.
I don't know, though. I mean, to some people, that is their job, and they, you know,
that's how they're making a living.
That's how they're making their living. Like, I can't deny them that. And they do take the S-box house on the street and make it nice. It brings everybody's home values up. I don't know. I'm very torn on that, Ben. As someone who's... I live in the houses I flip, but I, you know... We've done that many times. You get a house, you fix it up, you live in the dust, and then you sell it for profit.
All right. Well, we can have different opinions. Mm-hmm. I think it sucks. I think that totally sucks. Hi, Alice. Just FYI, my speakers in my car were playing left and right along with Sarah's headphones. Just thought you might want to know.
Oh, theirs are backwards too, huh?
Love you guys.
Bryn thinks it's like a polarity. I'll tell you, this headphone jack, I mean, has a week gone by when I haven't had some problem with it. And I think that in all the fixings, they've reversed something in there.
Or maybe all of ours are messed up, not yours.
What is that?
He's just waiting for you to say stuff. Is Garage Cat around?
Yeah, my pee on your phone.
What about Dr. Evil Genius? What's he up to these days?
What?
I guess he's just enjoying his pistachios. Are they delicious?
It's hard to do Dr. Evil with a mouth full of pistachios.
At least you got your priorities there, buddy.
Oh.
Oh, that is J.C. Corcoran. Oh, that's so funny.
How's he look?
Old. That's funny.
He looks just like Sammy Hagar.
He does. He looks like Sammy Hagar's clean-shaven, bald-headed brother. Or something. Oh, does he have a goatee? It's hard to tell.
Yes, he does.
You think Bryn's voice is going to be back to normal tomorrow?
it's almost there, isn't it?
I actually hope it's not back to normal. I'm really enjoying the Peter Brady, Bryn.
He's barely talking, though. Hasn't make even, him talk more.
No, it hasn't cracked today yet.
Yeah, it has.
Early this morning it was pretty excellent. We tried to sing along with that one song.
Oh, yeah, that was tough, yeah.
You do sound better now.
Yeah, see?
Unfortunately.
I can't sing, but I can talk.
We'll try. Sing something real
no,
quick.
No, thanks.
All right. Well, we'll play a game right after this. Radio.com.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. 10 o'clock, we're going to do the big announcement for Life is Beautiful, the festival that happens every year out in Vegas. Vegas, baby. Be listening. All the details, how to get tickets, who's playing, how you can win your way there.
I think Jane has tickets for you, right, later today?
Oh, Compton.
Part of the big announcement.
Kendrick's Compton. Yeah.
Yes, Vinny, you were right. All right, let's see if you're right. Yes, thank congratulations. You. All right. We're going to play the game. Gretchen, I'm sorry to say you're down 2-0 this week. It's your chance to get on the board. Foot and mouth is today's topic.
Foot and mouth.
I practically live like that.
Foot in mouth.
Okay.
Don't we all?
Yes.
Yeah.
Who said on the 2000 campaign trail in South Carolina, rarely is the question asked, is our children learning?
George Bush.
George Bush is correct. Which Politico made up the word refudiate when she meant repudiate and tweeted it to all her followers
Sarah
in
Palin.
2010? Yes. Who was Justin Bieber talking about in 2013 when he said on a visit to Amsterdam, Anne was a great girl. Hopefully she would have been a
Anne
believer.
Frank.
What was the right answer?
It's Anne Frank. They both got it right, but they both said it. That was like exactly the same time.
I don't
time.
Think it was. I think I won that one.
Hold on. Who was Justin Bieber talking about in 2013 when he said on a visit to Amsterdam, Anne was a great girl. Hopefully she would have been
Anne
a believer.
Frank.
I don't know. I'm going to call that a tie. I think it's too close to call.
Oh. Seems fair to me.
Of course it does.
You with your cheater point from today.
What's
Come
the score? Okay, so what's
2-0.
2-0.
Okay.
Which celebrity, defending her 72-day marriage in 2011, said, I wouldn't have spent so much time on something just for a TV show.
Jessica Simpson?
No.
Just for a TV show.
Which celebrity, defending her 72-day marriage in 2011, said, I wouldn't have spent so much time on something just for a TV show?
Lisa Marie Presley.
It was Kim Kardashian.
Oh, right.
I wouldn't have spent so much time on something just for a TV show.
Right, sure, of course.
Which NFL team was number 85 wide receiver Chad Johnson playing for when he said, I'm traveling to all 51 states?
The Bengals.
That's right.
Dang. What's the score?
Chad Ochocinco. It's 2-1, Vinny.
Okay.
Which heavyweight boxer said forlornly after his 0-2 loss to champ Lennox Lewis, I guess I'm going to fade into Bolivian.
Mike Tyson.
That's correct. Because I'm going to fade into Bolivian. By score of 3-1, Gretchen, you're on the board this week. Good job.
All right.
Excellent job.
Whoa.
I like that.
All right. Well, what besides a big announcement's coming up on your show?
A chance at $1,000.
All right.
Every hour to 5 after.
We're doing that.
Mm-hmm.
10 o'clock, the Life is Beautiful announcement. Vinny, don't do it.
I'm not. I got the pages all. I'm ready
see,
to go.
But you look all excited.
We got all the bands right here in front of
buttons,
us, everyone.
We are 10 o'clock.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.